Section 5. Basic Driving. The following section offers basic driving information on starting, accelerating, stopping, steering, and backing a vehicle. These basic skills are important to learn before moving on to more complex skills. Starting. Check the vehicle owner's manual for how to start the vehicle. Make sure the parking brake is set before you start the vehicle. If the vehicle has automatic transmission, place your right foot on the brake pedal and check gear selector lever for park. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, press the clutch to the floor with your left foot and put the gear shift lever in neutral. Place the key in the ignition and turn ignition switch to the on position. Check indicator lights and gauges, fuel level, ABS, airbags, etc. Then turn the ignition switch to start, turn on the low beam headlights and lock the doors. Accelerating. If the vehicle has automatic transmission, release the parking brake and press the brake pedal, move gear selector lever to D, drive. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, keep the clutch pedal to the floor, move the gear shift lever from neutral to first, press the brake pedal and release the parking brake. Check forward for safe path and check for traffic to the sides and behind. Signal and if safe, move foot to accelerator and press gently, if applicable, release the clutch slowly. If you release the clutch suddenly, the vehicle will jerk forward and the engine may stall. Accelerate gradually and smoothly with the top of your foot on the pedal and the heel of your foot on the floor. If applicable, lightly press down on the accelerator pedal and let the clutch up gradually. Trying to accelerate too fast can cause the drive wheels to spin, particularly on slippery surfaces, and could cause the vehicle to slide. It can also help save fuel. Increase speed gradually when traction is poor, as in rain, snow or sandy, gravel areas of the roadway. If you use too much power, the drive wheels may spin and you could lose control. If the drive wheels begin to spin, take your foot off the accelerator. Stopping. If the vehicle has automatic transmission, check mirrors for traffic. If moving to the curb, check over your shoulder and signal your intentions. If stopping at a stop sign or traffic signal, stop behind sign, stop line or crosswalk, as appropriate. Release the accelerator to allow the vehicle to slow. Move your foot to the brake pedal and press with steady pressure for a smooth stop. If applicable, press clutch pedal down and shift into first gear when stopped. Steering. The steering wheel is always turned in the direction you want the vehicle to move, whether moving forward or in reverse. Hand position. Both hands should be placed on the outside of the steering wheel on opposite sides. Your grip on the steering wheel should be firm but gentle. Use your fingers instead of the palms of your hands and keep your thumbs up along the face of the steering wheel. Never turn the wheel while gripping it from the inside of the rim. Types of steering methods. There are four methods of steering which can be used when turning at intersections, moving through curves, changing lanes, evasive actions, off-road recovery, operating vehicle controls, parking, turnabouts and backing. When performed properly, each can provide smooth, continuous steering control for specific vehicle control activities. Hand-to-hand steering. Use hand-to-hand steering, commonly called push-pull steering, when turning the wheel during normal driving activity going forward above 10 to 15 miles per hour. When using hand-to-hand steering, your left hand grasps the wheel between 7 and 8 o'clock and your right hand grasps the wheel between 4 and 5 o'clock. Depending on the direction of the turn, your right or left hand pushes the wheel up and the opposite hand slides up, grasps the wheel and pulls down to continue the turn. While the pulling hand moves down, the hand that initially pushed up slides back toward its original position to adjust as needed. The driver should use the area on the wheel between 11 and 8 o'clock with the left hand and the area on the wheel between 1 and 8 o'clock with the right hand, regardless of the direction of the turn. Simply reverse the hand-to-hand process to bring the vehicle into your intended path. Since your hands and arms never cross over the steering wheel, there is less chance of injury to the face, hands and arms in the event of a frontal crash when a vehicle is equipped with a driver's side airbag. This is the preferred method of steering. 2 and 10 o'clock is not recommended because it can be dangerous in vehicles equipped with airbags. Hand-over-hand steering. Use hand-over-hand steering when turning the wheel at low speeds, such as at an intersection or when parking the vehicle. When using hand-over-hand steering, Your left hand grasps the steering wheel between 8 and 9 o'clock and your right hand grasps the wheel between 3 and 4 o'clock. Depending on the direction of the turn, use the right top third of the steering wheel to move the wheel to the right and use the left top third of the wheel to move the wheel to the left. This process is repeated as necessary. Simply reverse the hand-over-hand process to bring the vehicle into your intended path. Evasive action steering. When anti-lock brakes are engaged, if equipped, and steering inputs are required to avoid a hazard or the vehicle is forced off the roadway, it may be necessary to limit the steering input to avoid moving out of the intended lane of travel and across other lanes of travel. As speeds increase, much less steering input is needed to move the vehicle one lane space to the left or right. Modern vehicles only take 45 to 90 degrees of steering to move a vehicle back on the road after an off-road encounter. It is critical to limit the steering to not more than 180 degrees of steering when trying to evade a problem on the roadway. When more than 180 degrees of input is used, traction loss occurs and often the vehicle moves across the roadway in the approach of oncoming vehicles. One-hand steering. Use one-hand steering only when backing or operating vehicle controls, wipers, flashers, lights, etc., that require a temporary reach from the steering wheel. When the driver is required to reach for an operating control, it is important to keep the other hand in the normal vehicle operating position of 8 to 9 o'clock or 3 to 4 o'clock, depending on the steering wheel design. The only time that 12 o'clock is recommended is when backing a vehicle to the left or right and the driver has to turn in the seat in order to see the path of travel to the rear. Backing. It is hard for you to see behind your vehicle, therefore, try to do as little backing as possible. In a shopping center, try to find a parking space you can drive through, so you can drive forward when you leave. When backing your vehicle, you must check behind your vehicle before you get in. Children or small objects cannot be seen from the driver's seat. Place your foot on the brake and shift to reverse. Grasp the steering wheel at 12 o'clock with your left hand. Turn the wheel to the right and place your right arm on the back of the seat and look directly through the rear window. You may use your rearview and side mirrors for backing, but keep in mind that these mirrors do not show directly behind your vehicle. Accelerate gently and smoothly, keeping speed slow. Your vehicle is much harder to steer while you are backing. Steer slightly in the direction the rear of the vehicle should move. If backing while turning, make quick checks to the front and sides. Continue looking to the rear until coming to a complete stop.